in the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb. And Emily mentioned to me when she came in a few minutes ago, she said, you know, I was listening to the show driving over Garden Talk with you and Dave, and I thought, gosh, where's Steve?
I thought his, I had a new host, a new co-host.
His voice is so different. It sounds like he's gone through puberty twice or so. Well, that's what having a really bad cough this past week, cold, whatever yep. it is, has done to my voice. It's knocked it down another register or so. But it'll be back to the more tenor-like
yes.
voice.
But you could probably try some different songs at karaoke that might go well.
That's really
for
true.
You.
I could do yeah. my Barry White.
Some Barry White.
Saga.
Yeah, for
hey,
sure.
I love that. Oh, yeah, baby. Well, I'm glad you know. Well, you have a background in theater. Different registers of people and how they deliver lines. And that's,
sure.
You keyed in ear-wise to those things. Right?
I guess so. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we want to mention, first of all, we had a lovely chat with Chef Barbara Hamm last week about today's Many Moons Festival. Now,
yeah,
we don't
great.
Expect everyone to be able to listen to the show every Saturday. You may not know about this. It's sponsored by the Asian American Pacific Islander Coalition of the North Bay. It's a mouthful. And this is their inaugural event in Sonoma County. And I have to tell you, we talk about a lot of different food festivals and wine festivals on the show. And most of them are not $15
right.
at the gate.
Sure.
For that, you not only get access to some 20 food vendors, but you have a spectacular array of entertainment that goes along with this. Besides all the food, all the entertainment, there's dancing, there's mahjong seminars, there's origami seminars.
Calligraphy, all kinds of, and it sounds like kids' activities, really family friendly too,
which is fabulous also. And they have a brush painting, as you mentioned, the calligraphy, and they have a sake making demonstration today, origami. I just came. It's like an entire college.
It is.
Of Asian arts and crafts.
And then I think at the end, speaking of some funky tunes, they do have like a funk band closing it out. Around.
The Funky Sound Experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's from 5:45 to 7 p.m. So they have not just one, but what do they have, about 12 different musical performances during
yes.
the day?
Something amazing.
Everything from the traditional Hawaiian chants and mm-hmm. dancing to the funk band.
Yeah.
So when you say it sounds so cliched, something for everybody, would you say that?
I would
categorize, and the workshops were, as you mentioned, are so cool. You can also learn Tai Chi.
Yeah. Do you do Tai Chi?
Well, I took a couple classes in Tai Chi, and maybe it was just me, the headspace I was in, or the instructor. It didn't have traction. I tried a couple times.
Yeah.
But I know people do it and love it and feel it's a great centering device.
I love it.
Do you do it?
I don't do it often, but you know, I lived in San Francisco for a while and I used to go down to Washington Square, and you could do, it was huge, you know, like 100 people sometimes doing Tai Chi, and that's pretty moving.
There's another workshop that I know Mrs. Garner is going to be interested in, and that's called Learning to Wrap Gifts Using the Furoshiki Workshop. Do you know the Furoshiki method?
I don't, but I too would be interested in this one.
I know we're really enthusiastic about this, and this is not a paid endorsement. This
nope.
is just something that we really feel it will be worth your time.
And I think we're both going.
And we are both going this afternoon. So it is today. It's from 11 until 7. It's out in Sebastopol at Ives Park. It's right in downtown. You can't miss Ives Park. 7400 Willow Street. Lots of tickets available at the gate for $15. Which is great. They don't gouge you.
Right.
Because a lot of times if you do it in advance, it's really inexpensive, and then you pay through the nose at the gate. But that's not what they did it. The advance tickets were $11.63.
Pretty good.
And tickets at the gate are $15. If you want to look at the whole lineup of itinerary, of like, should I bother to go to this? I think you'll say, oh, we got to check this
you
out.
Gotta.
It's Many Moons Festival. .com. That's their website. And everything we just mentioned to you is on the website.
And you can get tickets there right on the site as well.
The biggest challenge for me going to the festival is deciding what I'm going to eat. Because there, I'll tell you, I don't know that I've ever seen an assortment of Asian-inspired vendors in one place in Sonoma County.
Which I think is probably my favorite cuisine in general is Asian. And I agree with you. I was going, man, I'm going to be full. There's a lot to try. There's poke, there's dumplings, there's dim sum. There's a lot.
There's a lot. So Many Moons Festival, put it on your to-do list this afternoon if you have a few hours and heading over to Sebastopol. Now, Ms. Ash, have you dined any place of note this past week? Because we wanted to bring this into the show. Is we really never had a regular feature about places we have dined and places we've liked and the pros and cons. But we thought, well, why not? We both dine out. We're privileged to eat out a lot. Now we do pay for our meals, unlike some reviewers that get paid to do these reviews. That's not how we work. Right. We go and we pay our hard-earned money to go to restaurants. And so we're going to give you the truth about what we thought was really good, whether it's worth your while, things that might need some improvement. So where have you dined this week that you want to talk about?
I dined at Portico Social Food in Sebastopol, right on Main Street, another Sebastopol.
And Emily had told me this earlier in the week, and I said, I've only heard of it, but mm-hmm. I don't know anything about it.
And, you know, I thought it was newer than it was. I asked the owners, I said hello, and I said, how long have you been open? They said, 6 years. I had no idea I'd been there that long, and I sort of felt bad. And she said, you know, we don't do any advertising. We just want it to be kind of word of mouth. So it's, and it worked.
It was full. Is it her and her husband?
I believe so. Uh-huh. Yep. Her and her husband. And I have to say, it's Italian, and it just felt so authentic. The food was so good. It was so good. And without being, I didn't leave there feeling like I just had a pasta bomb in my gut. You know, sometimes you go to Italian and you're like, it was so good, but I couldn't stop eating it. Now I don't feel well. Like, it was, I had, the items that I loved were vegetarian lasagna, was tons of layers. I mean, like 20, it probably wasn't 20 layers, but it felt like 20 layers of super fluffy, really light pasta. It just felt light. It felt like a fluffy lasagna, if I can say that. It had bechamel.
That's not a word you associate with lasagna.
It doesn't, no, but it just felt light. It felt, and it was delicious. The flavor was just right. It didn't need a pinch of salt or pepper. It was really tasty. A beautiful risotto. I had a saffron porcini risotto that was really nice. And a lovely little arugula salad, just some fresh squeezed lemon and parm. It really felt like you were sitting on a street corner somewhere in Italy, just having real authentic homemade pasta and fresh ingredients, and it was great.
Did you dine with others?
I did. I went with my lovely husband, Blair, and another couple, and we had a really nice time. My only little bit of critique...
Before you get into
okay.
What do the other folks... Did you share?
We shared everything. We also had a flatbread. It was nice. Had a little salad. And they did do, and I'm going to find the name because I'm forgetting what they call it, but it was kind of a large tortellini, like a hand-shaped tortellini with a sage butter. And that was pretty outstanding as well, I gotta say.
So they make their own pasta?
Make their own pasta, Yeah, really nice. A really nice job, too.
Was it gnocchi or was it?
It wasn't gnocchi. Oh. No, it was a tortellini, but they called it something else. It was something with a B, and I'm not seeing it on their current menu.
Because they have the gnocchi with sage butter.
Yeah.
But this was another one.
It was a tortellini. It was like a spinach tortellini, spinach pasta something, and it was delicious.
Did you have dessert?
You know, we kind of got sucked into Screaming Mimi's. It's just down the street, and we ran down to Screaming Mimi's. And not that it didn't sound good. They did have a tiramisu. I think they have a gelato, too. But we needed a little walk, and
I was looking at the menu. And what I really liked is that a lot of these dishes are available gluten-free.
Yeah, amazing. And for a pasta... heavy place. Nice to know that there's some gluten-free in there.
When I looked at the menu, for me, I zeroed right in on eggplant parmesan.
Oh, is that? Do you love it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ordered in a lot of different places.
I think that's a love-hate, don't you think? I think people either love it or they're like, I can't do eggplant.
Well, I think that they really have not given eggplant, giving eggplant a chance. It just hasn't been prepared well.
I 100% agree.
Because it takes some time to really do it well.
Yeah.
Did you have any beverages of note?
We did. They had some really nice little like Italian sodas. They had some nice Italian beers and things on there. We had a little variety between all of us, but great. Yeah.
And things that could use a little TLC, a little improvement.
Yeah. I just want to say I highly recommend. I would definitely go. The food was great. It was casual, but really nice. We had a wonderful time. When asking our server, he didn't have too many answers to our questions.
Might have been new, possibly.
Maybe new. Yeah. But really, that was, you know, maybe a little more music. Couldn't really hear any music.
Oh,
but, you
like
know,
a little
just,
music
just me
a bit
being
louder.
Picky.
No, that's all. Yeah. But overall, would the food bring you back?
100%. I actually thought about picking up the lasagna for dinner just myself. I liked it that much. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, that's quite a recommendation. So yep. Where is this place?
It is at 110 Main Street in Sebastopol. And the website is porticosocialfood.com. Yeah, I would go
and
out
so,
and give it a shot.
So you listeners have been the recipient, the guinea pig, for our first edition of what we call Emily Eats.
This is a new name I wasn't aware of.
I like it. Okay, back after this, it's the KSRO Good Food Hour with me, Steve Carner, and Emily Ash Lamb.
Starting your own business can be challenging, but Exchange Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Jim Curry, branch manager at Exchange Bank, where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses to get started and keep growing. A small business loan from Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Nicole Humber, owner of Bravo Restoration and Construction.
Exchange Bank has been by my side since the very beginning of my journey as a business owner. When I purchased BRC in Windsor, Jim believed in me and helped secure an SBA loan that made it possible. Since then, Exchange Bank has continued supporting my water and mold damage business with true partnership. I'll always be grateful.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Visit exchangebank.com for more information. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Are unwelcome guests causing a stir on your property? Don't let rats take over your home. Take a stand against these unwanted intruders with a free rodent inspection from the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District. They'll help you identify attractants and entry points around your home and suggest non-toxic solutions to keep rats away. Safeguard your home and reclaim your peace of mind. Request service online at msmosquito.org. The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is ready to work with you to keep your property rat-free.
Mountain Mike's, the official pizza of the San Francisco 49ers, is the perfect place to enjoy the games. Happy hour specials Monday through Thursday and all Sunday long. Watch the Sunday Ticket at two locations, Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa and Mountain Mike's in Nevada. Order up their legendary crispy curly pepperoni pizza. Try their new sticky kogi wings or kickin' Korean barbecue wings. Online at mountainmikes.com.
After working in the construction industry for over 30 years with first-class designers, architects, and builders, founder Graham Robertson created his own company and launched Outlander Construction in 2017. From intricate restorations to high-end remodels, Outlander Construction will bring your ideas to life. In Pengrove, contact Graham Robertson at OutlanderBayArea.com or call 415-328-7891. 415-328-7891. OutlanderBayArea.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Good morning, everybody. It's so nice to talk with all of our listeners this morning. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb in the Chaos Arnold Kitchen, celebrating our 38th year on the air, California's longest-running radio food show, and possibly one of the longest in the country at this point, is what we've told. We had the pleasure of Jacques Pepin's company on the show in 2004 when Jacques joined us live in the Chaos Arnold studio. And then about 10 years later, in 2015, when we chatted with Jacques about one of his new cookbooks, that was 2015. And now, 10 years later, I guess we work in like 10-year increments with Jacques. We're thrilled to have him back with us to celebrate a couple things. That is, number one, his upcoming 90th birthday, which is in itself a momentous occasion.
Absolutely.
Number two, his visiting us here in Sonoma and Napa during this next month. And number three, the release of his latest cookbook, The Art of Jacques Pepin, the cookbook, Favorite Recipes and Paintings from My Life in the Kitchen. And joining Jacques this morning is his son-in-law, Raleigh Wieson. Am I correct about this?
Yes, you are. And my daughter, Claudine, is here as well.
Oh, hello.
Wait a second. We have three guests this morning?
Okay, that's right.
Okay.
Right. You won the lottery.
Well, I hear Claudine in the background. Hi, Claudine.
Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Well, welcome to the show, all three of you. This is an exciting, a first in the history of our 38 years. We have never had three guests on the phone. And I hope it's not pandemonium. But
I kind of hope it is. It will be fun pandemonium.
So we're just going to address questions from what Emily and I know about the book. We've read it thoroughly. We have a lot of thoughts and ideas. And during that, we want to mention that Jacques will be appearing here in Sonoma, Napa, and we'll also mention where Jacques is appearing and where tickets are available. So how does that sound, Raleigh, Jacques, and Claudine?
Yes, that sounds good, right?
Great.
I mean, we're going to be there from the 20th of October to the 3rd of November, so for a few days. A lot of fun there.
So where do you have a nice motel to stay in while you're in town?
No, I'm staying in a private house. I don't really know exactly.
What did Claudine say?
She told me I'm staying in a tent.
Okay. In a tent. That would be very Northern California of you.
It sounds just like a daughter to say something like that about her dad. So we won't spend a lot of time talking about who you are. If people don't know who Jacques Pepin is, then they should be on Google now,
right,
and seeing why we have you on the show. You've spent basically 75 years of your upcoming 90 years in a kitchen, either cooking or teaching people how to cook, writing cookbooks, going on cruises. And I have to say, first of all, I am in awe of your stamina, that you have the energy to be accoladed and lauded repeatedly over this year.
Yes, but they give me a lot of wine.
Yeah, I'm thinking, my gosh, and I'm a bit younger. I can't imagine all these events that you go to and you give 100% wherever you are. So I wanted to call out your event that's happening at the Uptown Theater in Napa on November 2nd at 3:00 in the afternoon. This is something I believe that a lot of our listeners would find really uplifting, because I've seen you in person before. You're so at ease talking with audience members, taking questions off the cuff. What do you plan on doing on this afternoon at the Uptown Theater, Jean?
Well, I don't know. I have so many friends there. And, you know, with KQED, I've been involved with KQED for like 40 years. And I think that Claudine will be with me also, and Peter Stein, I think, and Susie Heller probably as well. So we have plenty to talk about. And, Rory, do you know whether there is still tickets for that?
Yeah, there are still tickets available for that event. It's going to be a really great event. KQED is the host, and they're calling it a legacy of heart and soul. And Jacques's going to be on stage with Sarah Moulton and with Chris Cosentino. Oh. And we're going to have the honor from the Jacques Pepin Foundation of having a lot of our community kitchen partners from the area, including Sonoma Family Meal and Homeward Bound of Marin.
Oh, wonderful.
And Salvation Army. A lot of our community kitchens are going to be there at that event. It's going to be a great one.
So you mentioned or give us an insight, Raleigh, into what is the Jacques Pepin Foundation.
Of course, yeah. Well, we basically teach and inspire people to cook, you know, as Jacques has always done his entire life. But in addition, we're particularly focused on helping people get the job training that they need to get jobs. So we support community kitchens all across the country. We've supported over 170 of these organizations from Anchorage to Miami across the country that provide free life skills and culinary training to adults with barriers to employment. So people who want to work have the opportunity to go through a short program and get the skills they need to get entry-level positions in food service.
Incredible.
Yes, we do have a lot of people who come out of jail. Homeless people, former drug addicts, and we can teach them in a few weeks, you know, the basic of cooking so they can redo a life.
And this
90 for 90 campaign that we've been running all year has been in support of the foundation, and it's really been magnificent. I mean, we have this great run of events in Napa coming up, and we have tickets available still for October 23rd and October 25th. And October 30th, as well as this one at the Uptown Theater. But all of these events are in support of the foundation, and the outpouring of support and kindness that we've experienced has just been wonderful. By the end of it, over 250 chefs across the country will have participated in one of these events.
It's incredible.
That's marvelous. Besides teaching people how to cook, Jacques, why don't you start some painting classes also?
Yeah.
Teach people how to paint.
Yes, well, painting class is different. I mean, I have never learned painting the way I learned cooking, and so it's totally different for me. I mean, both satisfied me in many ways, you know. But I would not know what to tell people to teach how to paint, because very often when I start a painting, I don't know where I'm going. But at some point, usually the painting kind of takes a hold of me and I kind of react to it with a color or with a shape or whatever. So it's different, certainly different than cooking.
Emily, were you surprised to see all the line drawings and paintings in the book?
I loved it. It really just, it felt so curated in a way that I wasn't expecting. I was expecting it to be like a goat cheese recipe with a painting of a goat or something a little bit more, you know, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it was not that at all. I did want to ask, I noticed that all the nude line drawings were mostly with your soups category. Was that intentional or?
No, not really. It was the beginning. I mean, no one understood this. Those were painting from the 60s that I did when I was at Columbia and so forth. And actually, actually, you're right. At the beginning, I thought that I could try to pair a painting with a recipe, but it became impossible. You know?
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
I decided to do the last chapter, the dessert chapter, with flowers. That's all. Otherwise, there is not really any matching thing.
Hi, Claudine here. I just want to say that is an outstanding observation, and that's really terrible. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to open the book and look. That is really funny. Yeah.
It was, well, and you know, maybe it was Freudian or something.
Well, but you know, maybe it's because both of you are approximately the same age, Claudine and Emily, and you both had famous chef fathers, and you know how they think.
Yes, very similar.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, I'm not going to take her away, but I think Emily and I should actually have our own podcast.
I was thinking that same thing. And I'll tell you what, my dad used to say to me all the time, maybe one day we'll be like Jacques and Claudine and things. So we've been aware of you two for a long time.
I have to say this. John and I did the show for 38 years, and I have to tell you, Jacques, that when on some of our lighter moments when I would say I'm Steve Garner and you are, and he would say
Jacques Pepin.
I'm Jacques Pepin.
He would jokingly say it all the time. Yeah. I think he even gave your name when we would check in at restaurants every now and then just to mess around. But you know,
yeah,
you
I remember him well. Yeah, what a great guy.
Good strategy.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we dive into the book, give us a little context about how you learned to cook. You were born in the 1930s, so you grew up during World War II,
right?
A time of deprivation, you and your family would cook obviously very simple meals, and you didn't follow recipes. I'm sure I would imagine your parents and your grandparents never saw a recipe.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. I don't remember seeing any recipe until I came to the U.S., you know, because even when I work in the big place in Paris at the Plaza Athénée, Maxime, Fouquet, and so forth, you follow the rule of the house, and the thing is done this way in that place, so you have to comply with that. There is never any written recipe. But then I learned how to do recipe, and certainly when I worked for Howard Johnson for 10 years, and that's what I was doing, organizing recipe and production and so forth. Mm. But, yeah, during the war, food was pretty scarce, and my mother was a great cook and a very miserly cook. So I take that from her, too. I'm pretty miserly in the kitchen, too. Mm. I like to use everything. So... yes, I was in the kitchen when I was about 6, 7, 8 years old. And by the time I finished primary school, I was 13 years old. I took all the exam and then I left to go into apprenticeship. So I was in apprenticeship in 1949, which is a long, long time ago. And worked in Paris mostly, like 7, 8 years, and eventually come to America for 1 year. I said, I'm going to go there for 1 year.
So when you were hired, where was your first restaurant? Who hired you first, Jacques?
In New York, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, in New York at the Pavillon. The Pavillon was considered maybe the greatest French restaurant of the time. And I came one day, and the day after, the Pavillon hired me. And I worked there with Pierre Frenet, of course, and many other great chef of the time, and eventually I left there to go to Howard Johnson. Yeah,
this was remarkable because when you were apprenticing, the chef didn't say, "Here's Jacques, here's a recipe to follow." They didn't do that. They would say, "Pepin, get in there and cut 15 pounds of onions."
Right? Yeah, do this, do that, and you know, as I said. For example, at the Plaza Athénée, we cut the tomato in one direction only. I would never have thought of filling the tomato and cutting it the other way. So you went somewhere. It's not like you, quote, express yourself or do. No, you follow exactly the way the rules are in that particular place. You know? So that was the way it was. It was before the chef at that time, or the cook, you know, were pretty much at the bottom of the social scale. It was quite different than now. Now we are genius, so I don't know what happened.
So you really didn't start working with recipes until you came to the United States.
Right, right. Okay. The only book that I had in France was called Le Répertoire de la Cuisine, The Repertory of Cooking, which I have a translation in English. And it's about half inch thick, a small book, and it has 7,000 recipes. The point is that it's just a name. You know, when you stop working in a restaurant and you look, the chef tell you to go to the stove and you say there is a chicken or a demi-doy, for example. So what the heck is demi-doy? You look and it will tell you the garnish, you know, truffle under the skin, this, that too. It won't tell you how to do it, but it's a kind of a memory type of thing, you know. So, and that's the only book that I ever had, really.
We'll take a short break and be right back. I know this word is used a lot, the one and only, but we are with the one and only Jacques Pepin, also Raleigh Wieson, who is the son-in-law, the husband of Claudine who's in the background shouting things at Dad, which is wonderful. Emily Ashlam, I'm Steve Garner in the Chaos Arto Kitchen, and we will be right back in just 2.5 minutes or so. Don't go away.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Scott Silvera. When you need a new SUV or truck, think Silvera. Serving Sonoma County for 71 years.
Do you like seeing the same faces in sales and service?
Think Silvera. There's value in seeing the same faces when you purchase your vehicle or coming in for service.
And who doesn't like looking at a great selection of vehicle trims and colors?
With over 550 new GMCs, Chevys, and used vehicles in stock and in transit, Silvera has what you're looking for.
And after the sale,
think Silvera again. Known for going beyond expectations long after the sale, with courtesy vehicles, shuttles to downtown Healdsburg, and more.
And do you own a business? Do you need a commercial truck?
Think Silvera. We are professional grade with a commercial truck center.
Whatever your automotive needs, think Silvera.
Silvera.
Think Silvera GMC in Healdsburg. Silvera Chevrolet in the town of Sonoma. And online at SilveraAutos.com.
I finally feel like myself again.
I hear Sarah's story all the time.
After years of putting everyone else first, kids, work, life, I felt deflated, emotionally and physically. I finally said yes to me.
For Sarah and so many others, we performed a simple, elegant breast lift. No implants, just her natural shape, beautifully restored.
Now when I look in the mirror, I smile. There's no exaggeration, just a happier me. Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon in Sonoma County 10 years in a row by the Press Democrat. And best cosmetic surgeon in Marin, Sonoma, and Napa counties by North Bay Biz Magazine. Dr. Tom sets himself apart by using local anesthesia, which means less post-op pain and faster recovery. His patients feel cared for because they are. Call 707-542-8346 or visit drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Let's stay young together.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the cool and clear overnight, a warming trend begins today as sunny skies will give us daytime highs in the high 70s. Later this evening, we can look to mostly clear skies to leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. This upcoming warming trend is expected to run through at least Tuesday afternoon. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9. KSRO.
In the Chaos Arto Kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ashlam, and special guests this morning, Chef Jacques Pepin, Chef Raleigh Wieson, who is the husband of daughter Claudine Pepin.
Got a full house.
And it's a full house this morning, which is exciting, and we're celebrating not only Jacques' upcoming 90th birthday, but also his new cookbook, which we're diving into in just a moment, The Art of Jacques Pepin, the cookbook, Favorite Recipes and Paintings from My Life in the Kitchen. If that weren't enough, Jacques will be spending several weeks here in the Napa, Sonoma area. You can probably easiest access just the Jacques Pepin Visits Napa if you want to just Google that all of the remaining opportunities. For example, there's a dinner at Torque in over in Napa Valley. There's Le Grand Picnic, which is at the CIA at Copia over in St. Helena. Chef Philip Tessier, a press restaurant and understudy, will be doing a wonderful collaboration with the Napa Valley Museum of Art and Culture, all of these online. But I think possibly the most accessible one for many listeners would be the event going on at the Uptown Theater in Napa, which is taking place on November 2nd. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, where Jacques will be on stage, you can ask him questions. He'll be interviewed by many of his contemporaries. And you really feel, I feel, an immersion with Jacques and understanding where he came from and how he's reached this magical point in his life. And I'm not sure whether you will be doing any cooking or not on stage. Do you think they might throw you something and say, create something, Jacques?
Well, not that I know of, but I have been surprised a few times when I go on stage and people bring a chicken for me to bone out. So I don't know. I'm not supposed to. I don't think so. Yeah.
In the book, Emily, why don't you open to a page that caught your interest?
Well, and maybe I can jump in with just one other little more personal question for you. I know you've written books about cooking with your family, and maybe this is a question for Claudine too, but you know, as the daughter of a chef, I was always, people said, oh God, you must have eaten so much great stuff at home. What did your dad make? And I was always like, rice. When he came home, he'd make like a pot of rice, and it couldn't have been more simple. And I think maybe he just wanted something simple after a long day of creating. But was there something that you made when you got home? Like, what do you make at home that's simple, that's like your go-to?
Well, I have to say that she's the one who made lunch today anyway. So tell them what you cook.
Probably from my dad, his go-to would be soup.
Yep. There
so,
it is.
Or a roast chicken, you know, with a green salad with a mustard vinaigrette. Mm. Like those are the two family go-tos. And the other family go-to is refrigerator soup, which is what I made today, never to be repeated. So I found all kinds of stuff that was kind of looking a little depressed in the refrigerator, and I had some great chicken stock that my husband made and some chicken sausage, and I use thickener. I always use oatmeal because I think it's just kind of like it gives a little bit of viscosity, but it's not like a pasta or a potato that breaks down when you freeze it. So like literally a handful of oatmeal.
Wow.
And yeah, it's really good. Try it.
I have not tried that, but that just kind of blew my mind. That's
it gives like this kind of yummy nuttiness. But like if you freeze soup that has rice or pasta, you know how it kind of gets all mealy and weird?
Yep.
Yeah, this doesn't.
Huh. Okay, so speaking of mine being blown,
recipe that blew both of our minds, Emily.
There was one in the book here that we both said, what about this one? The salad Jeanette with the heavy cream instead of oil for your salad dressing. Blew my mind.
Yes. Yeah, I tell you, and people always object, very often object to heavy cream. This is less calorie. I cannot, it may not be low calorie, but close to, because a tablespoon of cream is like a 45, 50 calorie. A tablespoon of oil is 130 calorie. So there, you know, in that thing, I have like a quarter of a cup of
heavy cream,
you know.
Yep.
Yeah. That my mother always did it. You know, it was interesting because she did it not long, like 15, 20 seconds until it got foamy. And after that, you add the vinegar, it gets thick, you know, with the vinegar. So basically, to a certain extent, I have used that sauce not only in salad, but sometimes on a poached fish. You poach a fish, you do something, you use that on top, it works perfectly well. Sometimes I add a little bit of, off radish or something like that to it, and you can use it. Yes, on cold cut or, I'm glad you tried.
Great example of everything old is new again. Here your mom, Jeanette, was making this 75 years ago, probably. Yeah. And I've not seen that on restaurant menus, but I think it's a great idea.
Yes. Yes. And it's not expensive.
And not expensive.
And I love that you come back to also, it's economical.
Right.
You have access, of course, to the world's greatest ingredients, but your DNA growing up in World War II, economy is important. Affordability, isn't it, Chuck?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, you know, my father, who would never have thrown a piece of bread out unless it was really molded. And at that point, it wasn't even thrown out. It was given to the chicken. So it's basically, for me, I have a lot of use for dry bread. Even when I eat and my bread is a little dry, I rinse it under water for 1 second and put it in the toaster. And it's fine. It gets crunchy again. And
We call it refreshing the bread.
Yeah.
Refreshing. Perfect.
That's a good spin. She's a good spin master, Claudine.
Well, and you have a couple recipes with this. You have the baked apples with like an English muffin, or it even says two small slices of leftover bread.
Yes. I don't remember what I have in there, but I know I do a pancake, you know, also with leftover bread. And Yeah, sure.
I love it.
Yes.
We'll take a very quick break. Be right back with our trio of guests today, Chef Jacques Pepin. We have daughter Claudine Pepin, and we have son-in-law, Chef Raleigh Wieson, joining Emily Ashlam and me, Steve Garner, in the KS Arto Kitchen, celebrating not only Jacques' upcoming birthday, which I believe is in December, well, he will be 90 years old. That's quite a milestone. Plus the release of his latest cookbook, I've lost track, but it's somewhere in the 30s. The Art of Jacques Pepin, the cookbook, favorite recipes and paintings from my life in the kitchen. And I have a number of your books, and I remember seeing your artwork before, but never to the extent of this in a cookbook. That's really very heartfelt and beautiful. Jacques will be appearing in Napa and a little bit in Sonoma in the next several weeks, and you can go online to find out where he is and what tickets are available, especially the one that may be the most accessible is his Uptown Napa Theater. That's the Uptown Theater in Napa on November 2nd at 3 o'clock. Tickets are still available for that wonderful event to get a chance to meet Jacques Pepin.
Enjoy dinner with the winemakers in beautiful Bodega Bay. It's the 36th annual Winemaker Dinner Series at the Bayview Restaurant at Inn at the Tides.
You'll savor prestigious wines from Sonoma and Napa's premier regions, paired with culinary delights crafted by Chef Randy Madrid.
Friday, October 24th, features Carol Shelton Wines, hosted by Carol Shelton herself.
Start with seared halibut, white bean stew, and truffle beurre blanc, paired with the 23 Coquille Blanc from Paso Robles.
Enjoy pappardelle, pheasant ragu, pecorino romano, matched with the 22 Central Coast Coquille Rouge.
Then sliced New York steak with Zinfandel sauce, roasted root vegetable, garlic braised endive, along with the 22 Sonoma County Rockpile Reserve.
And for dessert, Stilton and hazelnut strudel, sauteed apples with creme anglaise and black magic reduction with the 23 Black Magic Late Harvest Zin.
Make it a weekend getaway with special room rates.
Reserve now. Go to inatthetides.com and click on Winemaker Dinners before this evening sells out.
Cash is crazy this October at Creighton Resort and Casino. Saturday's Go Home with the Dough in the $300,000 Cash Craze Giveaway, with winners every hour from 7 to 11 p.m. Five lucky winners will each take home $10,000 cash every week, guaranteed. Plus 100 winners of $1,000 cash. Start earning entries October 1st by playing your favorite games. 25 points equal one entry, plus earn more by playing more. Visit CreightonResortCasino.com for details.
Listen the first Tuesday of each month at 12:30 for Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke, right here on KSRO. Raise the Roof celebrates people in our community who are actively contributing to or possess expertise in the field of construction. Hear great info for contractors, community members, and our youth with insights for daily life. Brought to you by ARS Roofing and Gutters. Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke, the first Tuesday of the month, and podcasts at KSRO.com.
After working in the construction industry for over 30 years with first-class designers, architects, and builders, founder Graham Robertson created his own company and launched Outlander Construction in 2017. From intricate restorations to high-end remodels, Outlander Construction will bring your ideas to life. In Pengrove, contact Graham Robertson at OutlanderBayArea.com or call 415-328-7891. 415-328-7891. OutlanderBayArea.com.
At SoCo Private Security, protecting who you are is what we do. Your home, your business, your peace of mind. Locally owned and family run in Santa Rosa, our team brings over 50 years of experience to every patrol and every post. Whether it's a shopping center, residence, or special event, we deliver security you can count on, day or night. Since 2013, clients across the North Bay have trusted SoCo to keep their communities safe. Learn more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Jacques Pepin, Claudine Pepin, and Chef Raleigh are in the KSRO virtual kitchen today with me, Steve Garner, along with Chef Emily Ash Lamb.
I'm getting all kinds of new titles today.
New titles this morning. And we're talking about Jacques' new book, his upcoming appearances in Sonoma and Napa, and some of the wonderful new recipes from his new book, The Art of Jacques Pepin, that really caught our interest. I want to make one comment before we run out of time, and we, of course, will. Unfortunately, the pear, the beautiful fruit, the pear, has never gotten its just due here in America. We love pears. They grow here in Sonoma, Napa, Lake County. But they just seem, for many people, to be too intimidating when you can grab an apple and do the same things. But I'm leading to this point. There's a recipe in your dessert section, Jacques, called pear in puff pastry. And to think that I can actually core a pear and just put puff pastry over this, form it, and put it in the oven and come out with a beautiful dessert blows my mind. Is it really that simple?
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, if you don't have to do the puff paste, it's very simple. You know, you cut a piece up, and I don't remember exactly the recipe. I would have to look, but usually, yes, it's just the pear, maybe some jam or something, and a piece of puff paste on top. Yes, you know, I did three series, I think, on television years ago, called Cooking My Way. No, it was called the one from the supermarket, the fast food My Way. Yeah. I think I wanted to show people how to use the supermarket as a prep cook. You know, when you're in a restaurant, you have the prep cook coming in the morning. He's going to do the puff paste and slice the mushroom and bone out the chicken and bone out the fish, chop the shallots. So when you come to the stove, someone ordered a piece of fish, you grab it in there, a bit of shallot, some mushroom, dash of wine, bring it to a boil for a minute or so, and then you finish it with a bit of cream. So that dish is done in like 5-6 minutes because you have the prep cook. So I wanted to show people in those series. I had the package on the table, the package from the supermarket, boneless, you know, skinless breast of chicken, pre-sliced mushroom, pre-washed spinach, and within 30 minutes, I would do 4 or 5 dishes, you know. It's not the least expensive way of cooking, but it's certainly very gratifying and very fast to do. So here, in that case, here, I have the pear in puff pastry. And, yes, you buy a piece of pastry at the supermarket, you can do that dish in no time at all. And you look great.
I think if people tackled this, they would become pear converts after this. And they're not intimidating at all. And the recipe in the Rainy Time recipe, Emily, that caught your eye?
Well, I just, in general, I love that they feel so accessible. They just like the one that you just talked about, I feel like I could try any of these, and I feel like it just seems like it's accessible. It seems like something we could do. I was looking at the rice pudding with honey, and I don't think there's too often that I've looked in a cookbook, and it only took up about a quarter of the page with the recipe. And I feel like only a master chef could put like a quarter page recipe into their book, and people would, and it looks amazing. It looks delicious. And you made it with leftover rice from an Asian restaurant.
Leftover rice, yes, right. Yeah, if you go to the Chinese restaurant, they always pick up a bunch of rice. It has no seasoning in it, too. and do that dessert is very, very easy.
I love the dedication in this book, Jacques. I have to mention this. It says, to my dear friends of the Pétanque family, thank you for the support, fun, and love you bring to me. Do you still play Pétanque with your buddies?
Yeah, we did. We did 2 days ago, and we're going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow I have them coming to my house for Pétanque. Yeah, of course.
Oh, my. And yes. And has your daughter inherited your love of Pétanque?
Yes, they do. They do. And actually, Claudine is a pretty good player. She beats you most of the time, right?
when we play at home, she wins most of the time, that's for sure.
Nice. What about you, Raleigh? Are you pretty good, too?
Oh,
really
well,
good. He's a
river. I've opened up a can of worms. I shouldn't have asked this question, actually.
It's really like one of the great American games because you can figure it out pretty quickly and just like in a half an hour you can play, you know, almost competently, but then you can spend the rest of your life trying to get good at it. So but truly the beauty of Pétanque, like cooking together, is that it crosses all ages, you know, in France in particular, but even here, you'll see, you know, Jacques's going to be out on the court almost at 90, and you could have 5 and 6 year olds there as well. And everybody in between, everybody can throw the boule and try to score a point. So it's really a beautiful way to come together and to celebrate community, just as we do in the kitchen and around the table.
I love it.
And drink wine too.
What a lovely conversation. Thank you all three of you for joining us. Jacques, if I may ask you, what is your favorite number today between 1 and 10? What calls to you?
I don't know, 8?
Caller number 8 at 636-1350. That's area code 707-636-1350. We'll win a copy of Jacques Pepin's new book, The Art of Jacques Pepin, the cookbook, favorite recipes and paintings from my life in the kitchen, caller number 8. And make sure to go to the Jacques Pepin Foundation and find out where Jacques will be appearing in Napa and Sonoma. Anything else you want to add, Jacques, Claudine, Raleigh?
Yeah, Emily and Steve, if you want to let your viewers know, they can find everything out about our events in Napa at celebratejacques.org. And we would love for people to go onto that website, celebratejacques.org, and look up all the wonderful events that we have coming up, and also learn a little bit more about the foundation. You know, Jacques's been touching people's lives for so many decades, and if you feel like you've been touched by Jacques or you have one of his tattered cookbooks at home, you know, supporting the foundation is a great way to ensure that all of his teachings will be available for decades to come.
Yes, well, thank you, Roland.
Okay. I will say merci to all three. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
And we'll look forward to the Emily Ash Lamb and Claudine Pepin webcast or blog.
Claudine, we'll call you soon.
Totally.
I'm in. Yeah. Let's do it.
Great. Back after this.
Nick Eichen with Cyber Authority. Scams, identity theft, and online fraud are targeting individuals and businesses more than ever. But you don't have to face it alone. At Cyber Authority, we help protect what matters most. Your loved ones, your finances, and your peace of mind.
Led by cybersecurity expert Nick Eichen, Cyber Authority offers personalized consultations, dark web monitoring, and easy-to-understand guidance to help keep your business and families safe online.
We'll teach you how to spot phishing emails, avoid fake websites, and keep your personal information secure without the tech jargon. Our cybersecurity solutions are designed to prevent breaches,